Yo, what up, Street Togs? Eric Kim from the Eric Kim Blog. So, some thoughts about society and stuff. Okay, so I think we're going through a very interesting time in society right now, and I call it Society 2.0. So the basic notion is this. After, you know, this whole like zombie apocalypse thing runs its course, I think society will profoundly change itself after, in the sense that we're gonna think about life pre-zombie apocalypse and life post-zombie apocalypse. So let me just outline some of my thoughts. So first and foremost, what I find hyper interesting is people are gonna start questioning a lot of things in society. For example, why do we commute to work if I work on a computer? This has actually been one thing ever since I was like, I graduated college and I got my first tech job. It kind of made no sense. I'm like, yo, I could do all the work that I could do in the office while at home. Why am I wasting all my time commuting and, you know, stuff like that, right? And also part of it is obviously I'm the world's ultimate slacker. So, like, my strategy when I had a full-time job was simple. Do the minimum amount of work not to get fired, and then on the side just build up my website, my blog, do my photography thing. And actually it seemed like it was a good strategy. So if anyone to you guys watching this, let's say you work for Google, Amazon, whoever, yo, this is your opportunity. Milk the system, right? So anyways, moving forward. So I think after this whole blows over, people are gonna start asking, it's like, yo, what's the point of us, commuting to work? So it might actually change our relationship with work, which I think is a huge thing. And okay, so right now, I think consumerism, capitalism is effectively on pause in the sense that, you know, let's say you got money, right? You can't go to a restaurant, you can't go to a bar, you can't go to the mall, you can't go to the Apple store, you can't travel, which is like a big thing for people my generation. So in a society where you can't do none of this, what is the point of working beyond just paying rent and whatever, right? And it's funny too, because like, this is what I'm starting to realize too. To travel is also kind of a form of consumerism, that, you know, you're consuming experiences or you're consuming foreign cultures, whatever it may be. But it's still kind of like, we consider a more virtuous form of consumerism, but it's still just kind of consumerism at the end of the day. So now, once again, you know, everyone's still working, some people lost their jobs, but you know, a lot of people still working, you know, getting paid, whatever it may be. So I'm just kind of curious, what are our new life goals? And let's assume that, you know, this is assuming you could still leave your house, which, not everyone's able to do, but at least I'm lucky here in Providence, I could just still walk around and stuff like that, get some fresh air. But I think we're gonna start, there's gonna be a stronger divide in terms of the new, brave new world of digital production versus consumption. So I think producers will inherit the earth in the sense that whoever makes videos, blogs, blog posts, articles, writes books, poems, music, photographs, illustrations, any sort of artist, and I use the term artist very broadly, digital artists or artists who could best leverage digital technologies will inherit the earth. Also, just like things I personally see that's gonna be interesting, more advent of like live streaming, art streaming, online workshops, online seminars and stuff like that. And you know, and this is also interesting, is that society cannot advance and evolve without a need. Like, you can't just like start forcing people to start telecommuting and stuff like that just based on just, oh, everyone should do it. There needs to be a need. So this is also a thing. innovation is birthed out of need and necessity. Necessity is the mother of all innovation. So we're gonna start, I'm actually pretty optimistic. I think right now will be a great chance for digital entrepreneurship and, you know, the brave new frontier of just like working remotely and so forth. And also think about like consumerism, capitalism 2.0 is like, maybe people's gonna start using more like cryptocurrencies, or, you know, more people's gonna start creating digital products or buying digital products. And so, you know, and also the sad thing is I think more and more people, I mean, Americans were pretty bad. We don't really leave the house anyways. People's gonna be more and more insular in terms of staying home all day. And so I think there's gonna be a lot more people like, you know, be feeling depressed or stir crazy, or also getting existential dread. I think this is actually the biggest potential downside, is that like, now that you have all this free time and you've watched all of Netflix, and you're just bored at home, you might have to actually be face to face with your own thoughts, with your own, you know, feelings. And then based on that, you're going to have to just be like, yo, what is the point of my life? What are the new life goals that I desire to posit? And, you know, decide to pursue that. So I think right now is a good chance for you to think, to meditate, like, what are my personal life goals? You know, how can I thrive and, you know, profit, take advantage of this like kind of shitty situation personally? And to think that with the destruction of society that's happening right now, you know, creative destruction is going to give birth and genesis to new opportunities. So just kind of think to yourself and ask yourself, like, how can I leverage these opportunities? How can I benefit from these opportunities? How can I create new possibilities for other people? I think, yeah, it's gonna be like digital education, distance learning, you know, Zoom's already taking over, whatever. But society will, like, this is what I find interesting. Like, in terms of like here and then society's changed, it will like dip down back kind of similar to what it was before. But I think the society is fundamentally gonna be changed. We're gonna rethink globalism, capitalism, like even like all this manufacturing done in China and from the States. You know, this is so interesting because like kind of follows Nassim Taleb's notion of like Taleb is kind of more like anti-globalization, which I kind of didn't really like. I kind of got it, I kind of get it, but now that I could see it in the face, it's so interesting because all these companies who shifted all the manufacturing to China in order to save costs, now they're probably getting fucked because, you know, like the supply chain is all ruined. So I think we're gonna start rethinking supply chain, globalization, keep things more local. So I'm actually a little bit more hopeful that, you know, hopefully this this whole thing brings more jobs back to the States and stuff like that. And hopefully, you know, be less dependent on like, you know, cheaper consumer goods that are produced all around the world. And, you know, obviously I like cheap goods and stuff like that, but it's kind of gonna be more of a, you know, thinking that like to have super complex supply chain management where there's no buffer is not a good thing. And also like just another thing that looking at me in the face, like I'm so grateful that I'm actually pretty frugal and I'm actually you know, thanks to Cindy, but essentially having money in the bank. So it's like I'm not like stressed out because like I have savings, so, you know, I could just live off of that for a long time. So essentially having like what Nassim Taleb or even Dr. Dre calls fuck you money or fuck off money seems to be useful, because you could just kind of like fuck off and not work for a long time and still be able to pay rent and buy groceries or whatever. And so, yeah, and also it just kind of reminds you that ultimately at the end of the day, like, what do you really need money for? Paying rent. And then like now, like let's say you don't even have to drive to work. You technically don't even, might not even need a car. I mean, unless you need to go to the grocery store to pick up groceries. So that, and I think also, or then, you know, who knows, maybe people could get rid of their cars. And it's like, yo, I actually don't really need a car. And then do the whole grocery delivery thing. Might be a new opportunity. And like, assuming you can't go to the mall anymore. So yeah, hopefully more people's could like, conserve their free time, their free energy. And maybe this could be the genesis of a new society where we could thrive making art.